It's 10:45. Hi, I'm Ian. Here's the story. To America first, where this song is bound to be blaring out in the White House today. Yes, Barack Obama has done it again and bagged himself a second term as President of the United States. Obama told his supporters the best is yet to come as he addressed them in Chicago this morning. He also had this to say.
It doesn't matter whether you're black or white or Hispanic or Asian or Native American or young or old or rich or poor, able, disabled, gay or straight. You can make it here in America if you're willing to try.
But it's not all champers and streamers. Supporters of Mitt Romney are pretty disappointed, to say the least. The Republican challenger conceded defeat by making this statement earlier on. Only joking. Here he is.
I so wish that I had been able to fulfill your hopes to lead the country in a different direction, but the nation chose another leader, and so Ann and I join with you to earnestly pray for him and for this great nation.
Back home, 125 jobs are being created in Drogheda County. Ladies and gentlemen, the time is now. Yes, Katie Taylor is just stepping into the ring to fight for an Olympic gold medal. The brave fighter is taking on Russia's Sofia Ochigava in the final of the women's lightweight division. These fans who travel to London reckon that she can defo bring back the goods.
Great to get recognition for women's sport, not only on a national scale, but on an international and world scale.
I have only one word to describe today. Savage. Savage. Go Team Ireland. Go Katie Taylor. Happy days. We're getting a gold medal.
We'll have more coming up in sport. If you're looking for work down under, young Irish people are wanted in Western Australia. It's 6:45. Hi, I'm Ian. Here's the story. A group of doctors is urging the coalition crew to bring in minimum alcohol pricing and limit its availability. The Royal College of Physicians says the number of young people suffering from alcohol liver disease is increasing steadily. Three people die in Ireland every day from booze-related problems. Three teenagers and two juveniles have been arrested following a high-speed car chase in Dublin and Kildare overnight. A stinger device had to be used to stop the vehicle on the M4 near Kilcock. The three teenagers will appear in court next month. Vive la France! France has become the latest country to legalise same-sex marriage. The country's justice minister has confirmed that wedding ceremonies will now begin in July after today's parliamentary vote. It becomes the 14th country to legalise gay marriage exactly 1 week after New Zealand did. Twitter has suspended the Associated Press's account after it was hacked. The account, which has close to 2 million followers, sent out a rogue tweet. It claimed there had been two explosions at the White House and that President Obama had been injured. Is there life on Mars? Well, there will be soon. A Dutch company has begun looking for volunteer astronauts to fly and live on Mars with no prospect of returning to Earth. It's all part of a new plan to start creating a community of humans out there from 2023. If that does sound like the crack, applicants must be between 18 and 40 and in good physical condition. YouTube is celebrating its 8th birthday today. Since the launch in 2005, the video sharing website has gone global with a billion unique users every month. It brought us everything from the Harlem Shake to Gangnam Style, and these people share their favourite YouTube moments.
It'd have to be the sleeping dog running into the wall.
Never see that.
No. Very funny.
Sminky shorts.
Yeah.
Oh, they're so good. Slow down, Tommy.
Can't do it. Just can't do it.
The Charlie bit my finger on.
Example, Pitbull and this man.
Labyrinth, come in.
Have all been added to the list of acts due to perform at this year's Oxygen. They'll join Calvin Harris, Rizzle Kicks and Jack Beats in Punchestown for the August bank holiday weekend. Stay tuned to the Zoo Crew where we'll be exclusively revealing the lineup in full at 7. Now Rebecca Blacks is trending on Twitter in the States, and if your mind needs refreshing, she is the girl responsible for this fiasco.
It's Friday, gotta get
Yes, the YouTube sensation is back, and this time she's released a cover of Rihanna's Stay. The video has around 150,000 hits already and features singer Dave Days. Here's a little listen.
Makes me feel like I can't live without you.
And we're sitting here before a big final.
Staying with soccer and Premier League, bosses have admitted there could be a playoff for the third automatic Champions League spot if results go a certain way on Sunday.
What do you mean, specifically?
Well, for example, Keith Lemon, if Arsenal beat Newcastle 2-1 and Chelsea draw 0-0 at home to Everton, then the two London clubs could not be separated on points, goal difference or goals scored. Therefore, they'd face a playoff match at a neutral venue, potentially at Wembley. And that is Spin Sport with LifestyleSports.com. 3:45. Hi, I'm Ian. Here's the story. It's handbags at dawn in the Dáil today. Enda Kenny lashed into Fianna Fáil earlier on by saying the party couldn't be trusted to run the economy again. While Fianna Fáil boss Micheál Martin hit back at the Taoiseach's criticism, branding it old-style politics as usual. But Enda says it was Fianna Fáilers that led us into this mess.
The people of the country will not forget the legacy of devastation.
According to a new study, 94% of young people don't want to emigrate. The internet survey conducted by the Young Workers Network found that only 6% of respondents aged 16 to 35 said their preferred option was to leave Ireland. Other major concerns for young people were dead-end jobs and youth unemployment. The last hurrah of the Iron Lady has taken place over in London. Margaret Thatcher's funeral passed off without incident despite several protesters jeering outside. More than 2,000 people, including Queen Lizzie and British PM David Cameron, attended the service. And among the crowds in central London, it's clear that Maggie's legacy continues to divide opinion.
I think she did a good job and I'm very, very sorry that we haven't got her now.
She destroyed our industry. She was the person who decided that it was okay to have 3 million people unemployed.
I think she should be left to rest in peace without all the aggravation.
Button down the hatches. The Road Safety Authority is advising road users to take extra care on the roads today and tonight. Yes, Met Aaron is warning of major gusts of up to 110 kilometres per hour across Leinster and Munster this evening, and then heavy winds will carry on overnight and will be strongest along the southern coastal areas. A new Honest trailer has appeared online, and this time it's for Harry Potter. The trailer goes through all 8 movies and tells it like it is. Take a little listen.
Journey along as they travel to a magical boarding school where kids learn potions, spells and divination, but not English, math or science.
Psy has been trending on Twitter today. That's because his brand new song has raked up 58 million views on YouTube since it was released on Saturday. Psy's first hit, Gangnam Style, has over 1.5 billion hits and overtook Bieber's Baby as the most viewed video on the site. Will this be the only Korean launch worth worrying about this summer? Who knows? But here is a listen to Gentleman. I'm a modified gentleman. Reckon it was caused by a gas leak. Deadly buzz, EU politicians are moving to protect bees. The European Commission has been given the green light to slap a 2-year ban across the EU on the use of some pesticides blamed for a sharp decline in bee populations. A 2-year restriction on 3 pesticides should come into force in July. Meanwhile in Scotland...
Watch out, dog!
A bunny on the brink of death has been saved by pineapple juice. Finbar the rabbit was rushed to a pet hospital in Glasgow, where an x-ray found a massive fur ball had filled almost his entire stomach. A vet prescribed pineapple juice because it contains an enzyme that breaks down the material which holds fur balls together. And thankfully, Finbar is now back with his family. Now, Macklemore is the top trend in Ireland at the moment. To the States now, where a 23-year-old woman from Colorado was arrested last Saturday for allegedly pushing and choking her boyfriend for singing this song. Apparently the 26-year-old man wouldn't stop singing Macklemore's Thrift Shop as he'd had a few bevvies and it was his birthday. His girlfriend claims she asked him to stop 25 times but snapped after the 26th. Local media reports say she's free on bail for now and still doesn't like the song. The G8 meeting of foreign ministers in London has issued a statement condemning North Korea. Hi, I'm Ian. Here's the story. The HSE is to review its funding to the spunout.ie website after the Health Minister objected to some of its content. Dr. James Riley says information and advice about threesomes on the state-funded site wasn't an appropriate use of public money. Spunout provides advice to 16 to 24-year-olds on a range of issues, including sex, and these young people don't see the problem.
People just don't have enough information at the moment. But we need to get more information on it and all that.
I think people are overreacting. I think it's fine.
I think it used to be kind of a bad thing, but it's coming down. It's definitely coming down. Like, it's more, it's casual now. It's definitely more casual.
Meanwhile, the Social Protection Minister has denied that banks... Linda Martin is trending on Twitter in Ireland this evening. That's because Ireland's former Eurovision winner, who is responsible for this song... is going to do a cover of this song. We're up all night to get lucky. 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 Yes, Linda will join Brendan O'Connor on the Saturday Night Show tomorrow to perform her version of Get Lucky. We don't know why, but why not? Or as Linda would say... That's the story. Here's Spin's five-word weather. Feels like summer. Hashtag bliss. This is the home of the big question. The answer is blue. Guess the question for €2,150 tomorrow morning from 7, only on Spin 103.8.